Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the director of the Drake Relays, Blake Bolden. Blake, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today about great events hosted by Drake University and some of the most well-respected track events. And let's start with one that is going to be a little bit newer to our audience, but they have some experience with that, and that is the Jim Duncan Invitational, which recently underwent kind of an expansion, if you will. If you maybe could just tell us a little bit more about the process of expanding that out to beyond what it was before and including more of our high school athletes as part of that event.
Absolutely. First off, thank you, Tyler. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for talking track and field. I mean, the part of what makes Iowa special is the Drake Relays, and part of what makes track and field special is we have informed media that talk track, and it keeps track and field alive in coffee shops and, you know, the same way basketball in Indiana for high school kids and football in probably every state in America. But track and field is alive and well in Iowa, and thanks to you and so many other members of the local media crew, Tyler. So thanks for the time. And Jim Duncan Invitational, first off, it's named in honor of the longtime legendary voice of the Drake Relays for most of the 20th century, Jim Duncan, a journalist professor at Drake, who really contributed to Iowa high school sports across the board, girls basketball, track and field, and the Drake Relays. So really honored to continue to celebrate his legacy. And for the first 10 or 15 years that high school athletes were included, it was only intended to include the Central Iowa Metro League. And so those are, you know, it's known as the CIML, those schools mostly in Des Moines. And that was Des Moines Public Schools and then the large prominent suburban schools that were 4A. And then the competitive balance there began to shift, and the Central Iowa Metro League and Des Moines Public Schools rethought it, their athletic conferences, and the Des Moines Public Schools partnered with Ottumwa and Ames and Fort Dodge and others to create the Alliance. So this happened a couple years ago, and when that new league was created and Central Iowa Metro League became a thing of its own, we looked at the Jim Duncan meet and said, well, it makes sense for us to continue to include Des Moines Public Schools because Drake is Des Moines' hometown team. We have a direct connection with the Roosevelt and North and Hoover and East and Lincoln. And then when we think about beyond the suburbs, we of course have rich tradition with Johnston and Ankeny at this Jim Duncan meet and Waukee, now Waukee Northwest, Southeast Polk, and so on and so forth. But when we really thought about it and who deserves the opportunity to have a regular season competition at Drake Stadium as part of the Jim Duncan. And we looked and thought, you know, what we should try to do is be inclusive for the top athletes at all of the 3A and 4A schools in the metro area. So certainly Polk County, all of those border counties. And the way we objectively did it with guidance from our partners at the High School Athletic Association and the Girls Athletic Union is we stayed with the Central Iowa Metro League. We stayed with the Alliance schools. And then we looked at what are those conferences that touched Polk County and the surrounding area that are focused in 3A and 4A competition. And that was the Little Hawkeye Conference and the Raccoon River Conference. And so that, you know, when we think about why Waukee but not Dallas Center Grimes, or why Norwalk but not Carlisle, and why Southeast Polk but not Pella, and so forth and so on. So that's the intention and the expansion. And for some of those schools that were used to what it was, they liked the way it was, but I think it's been an incredible change, and it's been an opportunity, a very much more, call it a democratic access, where the top athlete at each of those schools gets a chance to compete alongside, to have a real experience at Drake Stadium. It's a wonderful opportunity to welcome in with fewer crowds than at the state or Drake Relays for parents and family to get that Drake experience in what is one of the globe's most iconic track and field venues, and now it's an extension. It's an extension of what it means to be Des Moines' hometown team.
And again, we're talking to Drake Relays director Blake Bolden here, and we're starting off talking about the Jim Duncan Invitational. And one thing you kind of just alluded to there that I wanted to just touch on a little bit more is with the inclusion of the Little Hockey Conference teams, which are so prevalent with our coverage area here in Pella, Pella Christian, Norwalk, Indianola, and our newest member, Newton, as well, included in that now. It gives an opportunity to get them kind of a taste of the Blue Oval ahead of the Drake Relays, and it gives the fans kind of a preview of what could be to come for some of those athletes who meet those, the Drake Blue standard. If you could maybe just talk about the excitement there to be able to have athletes that prior to going to compete at the Drake Relays, maybe it's the first time they've competed, maybe it's the fourth time, but just to be able to give them that taste prior to an event such as big, so big as the Drake Relays, to be able to get up there, get a chance to experience that first before such a big meet in the relays.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point. I mean, so I didn't grow up in your listening area, but I grew up in Osceola at Clark Community High School. And we competed against most of those schools you just named, and was at track meets. And, you know, being at a meet at Pella or at Knoxville or at our home meets in Osceola down at Clark, or at Carlisle and Norwalk and kind of all of the whole area here, it's mostly around a small football field and kind of out in the open. And then you get to Drake Stadium and you're surrounded by 15,000 seats with a big video board display. And a track that from the first moment you start track and field at the high school level, you're thinking about trying to compete in that Blue Oval. That's the first goal. You know, usually it's focused on the state meet for beginners. Once you qualify for the state meet or you've had a taste of that experience, the next logical goal is the Drake Relays, because that's the chance, whether you're from the smallest school in the state or the biggest school in the state, or from Burlington, Iowa in the southeast corner or Sioux City in the northwest corner, you all get a chance to see who's best and who's the fastest, the biggest, the strongest, or the best endurance runner, all head-to-head one time a year, and that's the Drake Relay. So this Jim Duncan Invitational is an opportunity for those area high schools to get experience there, but also to get a qualifier because the track is fast, our officials are first class, we have a facility that enables and fosters world-class performance at every level. So it's a chance for those athletes to get a good qualifying mark and attain one of those blue standards that you referenced.
Again, we continue our conversation with Drake Relays director Blake Bolden here, previewing the 2025 Drake Relays coming up April 23rd through the 26th. One thing I wanted to touch on too, as we kind of transition and talk about the relays, is just overall here, we've mentioned some of our core schools, but just our area in general that we cover, Marion, Warren, Jasper County. Now, as we mentioned, the newest area in our listenership here, a lot of great success. And I know we talked about last year, some of the highlights for some of the local athletes that we've had compete at the Drake Relays. But as the director, to be able to see the way that kids get to experience this, not just at the high school level, but I know that this is also a meet that features middle school students as well. And it goes all the way up into the professional levels where you've got athletes such as Lolo Jones, who these kids watch on the Olympic stage, to be able to see just the excitement that they have from getting to compete at that level in an event that features a wide range of the top-tier athletes from not just our state but from across the nation as well. How cool is that as the director to just be able to see the reactions of the fans, the student-athletes, and so on and so forth of those people in attendance of the Drake Relays seeing that level of competition?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in the 115-year history of the Drake Relays, I'm the first and only director to have grown up in the state of Iowa. So when we really think about what it means to be a high school kid aspiring for greatness and thinking of yourself as a competitive athlete, I got a chance to run in the state high school track meet 2 years, my junior and senior year, never qualified for the Drake Relays, but was in the stands watching as an alternate on a 4x1. I wasn't fast enough to run on our team, but I was passionate enough to be included as an alternate, I guess is the best way to say it, and got a chance to see it and see collegiate athletes, you know, to see the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Cyclones going at it and to begin to imagine myself as an athlete at that level. I was not at that time considering myself an Olympic type athlete, but there are Iowans every dang year that have that real dream, like Ansley Erzin, who just at Arkansas became a collegiate record holder and grew up in your listening area and was a standout athlete and soccer player, but a soccer player and a track and field athlete that was among the very best in Iowa just a few years ago and now is establishing herself as one of the very best in the NCAA. And then there's others in our viewing or in our metro area that have gone on to be two-time Olympians, like Carissa Schweitzer. You mentioned Lolo Jones, but Carissa Schweitzer remains active. And when we see her come back to Des Moines, the whole world looks at Des Moines and sees the world's best athletes competing there. But what we see are Iowans competing there. And that's what really makes this special. And it starts exactly in your listening area. And each of those kids get a chance to have that some measure of that excitement and feel like the celebrity for the day and share it on their social media and just really be connected to the track and field at the world's highest level.
And kind of following up on that question too, as someone you mentioned, you're from Osceola, a smaller community, not necessarily a tiny community within Iowa, but a smaller community nonetheless. I know for a lot of our listening area here in Marion, Warren, and Jasper County, we don't necessarily have small towns with the likes of Apella, Indianola, Newton, Knoxville, but smaller communities there. To be able to see these communities consistently year after year turn out athletes to compete in the Drake Relays and see them go up against the likes of some of those bigger schools that we kind of alluded to from the Des Moines Metro or the Cedar Rapids Metro as well and see them compete well. What is that like from your perspective of being that small town kid and just seeing that a lot of the times people feel like the Metro maybe has that advantage because they have a greater population, but you see these smaller community kids come in and be able to compete against the likes of what would be perceived as the predominant schools because of the size that they maybe have and the amount of kids that they have go out for these sports.
Oh, well said. Those programs that you all just mentioned are some of the very best in the state. It's quality coaching. It's professionalism at the coaching level. And it's those educators and coaches that are committed to staying in a small town and building community around them and contributing to those communities. That is what distinguishes those programs. The exact ones you just named are ones that certainly compete for Drake Relays titles for individuals, but on an annual basis, there will be kids from those communities competing, you know, from Indianola and Pella and Knoxville that they will compete, but they also compete in relays. And then they'll be very competitive at the state meet every year. And there's no disadvantage from being a small town. In fact, there may be some advantages in that the coach knows what those kids are doing year round and it keeps them connected. It keeps them, frankly, out of trouble. I mean, I can tell a story and times have changed since I was in high school 25 years ago, but the high school athletic director at Clark came and found me the day after I was my name appeared in the local newspaper, the Osceola Sentinel Tribune, because I'd had a speeding ticket the week before, and he came and found me and said, "Hey, you got to keep your nose clean." And that's not necessarily the case in the bigger school districts where there is a community feel and there is a direct connection between the leadership at the school district and those coaches who care about the kids that keep them accountable and keep them excited and engaged in the sport of track and field. So it's not a disadvantage to be there because of the personnel that those school districts continue to attract and retain.
And again, we're continuing our conversation with Drake Relays Director Blake Bolden here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. One thing, too, that I wanted to touch on as it relates to this is not only do we have a lot of high school success at the Drake Relays, but we also have a lot of collegiate success. I know we talked about it a little bit last year with our two colleges here locally in Central College and Simpson College as well. Just being able to see them be able to go up there and have continued success. I know that one of the premier athletes coming from Simpson College, Kip Janvrin, we talked about last year when we kind of previewed the Drake Relays, but just seeing the you know, Division III colleges, which a lot of times get a bad rap, I feel like, because it is Division III and not the Division I that everyone gets to see. But seeing them go up and be able to showcase the talent level that is at the Division III level as well, what's that experience like in your seat, knowing that you are the director for relays hosted by one of those Division I schools, but having Division III programs, NAIA programs, things of that nature that come in and challenge those Division I athletes during this event?
Yeah, and that's just one of those things about track and field that makes it so special, is that it's an egalitarian sport, that if you're fast, you're fast. And if you can jump, you can jump. And if you can throw, you can throw. That's the bottom line. And in all of those same things that I said about the coaches at the high school levels in your communities, the coaching staffs, both at Central and Simpson, they are very healthy in terms of their engagement in the sport. They're very educated, passionate, and that is contagious for their student population. So both very healthy programs that do a great job. And so the Kip Janner Invitational that takes place alongside the Drake Relays turns into a nice meet for all those other teams that are in Central Iowa, but there's a lot of room in our sport for opportunity. And this is the one thing that I always feel when I think about track and field and how we can work with Central and Simpson, not against Central and Simpson, and that track and field is in a space of abundance. There's always opportunity for everyone to get a school record or a personal record and to continue to elevate the sport at every level. It's not a world of scarcity where we're competing against each other for some imagined title, where the more successful Central College is at the national championships, the more successful the sport in Central Iowa is. So I'm a fan of those programs. They do great work, and we want to see them succeed, not just at the Drake Relays, but year-round in every event area that they pursue.
And again, we're talking to the director of the Drake Relays, Blake Bolden, here previewing this year's Drake Relays. One thing that I was made aware of just a couple hours before we hopped on this phone call here was the fact that there are going to be some ways to connect the communities to the Drake Relays here. And one thing that I noticed in the release that was sent is you mentioned that it's not just about the competition at the Drake Relays, it's about the community and the tradition. One of those ways is with the track and field trips and the family night on Friday. If you could maybe just tell us a little bit more about that and the excitement you have as someone that you mentioned in high school was a spectator getting to enjoy the Drake Relays and further grow your love for this event.
Absolutely. And so the you hit on a couple big things there, and it's all centered on community. First, that there was a day, when I first came back to Drake, or came back to Iowa to work at Drake in 2016, even before my introductory press conference and reception were over, multiple people mentioned to me that when they were in elementary school, Des Moines did not have school so that everyone could attend the Drake Relays, which, if you want to talk about the heart of community and an event, that is it. So we started last year as a little bit of a beta test with Des Moines Public Schools, who, coincidentally, it was entirely a coincidence, had a professional development day on the Friday of Drake Relays. Well, we said, okay, great. Every Drake or Des Moines Public Schools student gets free entry to the Drake Relays on Friday. So no cost. We want you to come up. We want you to get just experience track and field. See what this is all about. Hear Mike Jay, the world's best public address announcer. See this iconic event, you know, in a historic venue. And we dare you not to want to come back. You know, that's kind of the mindset on that. We really believe that not just for the last 115 years, but for the next 115 years, the Drake Relays will not just be about track and field, but it will be a community event. And so that was the notion. I don't know that there are any schools in your viewership that are out of school that day, and I'm not encouraging truancy among elementary school students, but this field trip pass is good for all students, school age. All you need is a school ID. So again, talk to your teachers, and we'd be happy to work with any school districts that want to come up. But it is focused on just getting that next generation of kids an opportunity to experience some of this. And then Friday night, we're not doing free admission for kids, but we're doing family discounts, family promotions, and that press release just went out this morning. And where we have previously hosted a VIP space, we've paused that area, and we've created on Friday night a family space. And it's going to be designed with face painting, balloon animals, an inflatable, a bubble experience, all within a few feet of the track on our North Concourse. And that night, we'll run a world-class steeplechase with at least three Olympians. It's going to be an incredible competition where these women from all over the world will jump over a water pit where there's water. You know, it's and that's a unique experience that these kids are going to get a chance to see. Barry have the best vantage point in the stadium while playing with their brand new balloon animal and having their face painted and so forth. And then the night will be capped off at 9 p.m. as the meet wraps up, but hopefully before the families leave with a free fireworks show. So it's going to be one of those events that is about track and field, but centered on that family experience on Friday night, April 25th.
It sounds like it's going to be a great night. We're also not encouraging absences from school, but just wanted to make people aware of that. That's going to be a great evening, a great event. Blake, any final things you'd like to add about the Drake Relays, the Jim Duncan Invitational, local athletes competing at either of those events, or anything that we didn't touch on that you would like for our listeners to know?
Yeah, of course. Single session tickets are now available. They're going to go fast for that Saturday session. And that is a big day. Many of your area high schools will be running the 4x1 that morning. After you run, go out to the concession stand, grab a funnel cake, and come back and make sure you have that seat, because it is going to be a historic afternoon at Drake Stadium. We'll see the championship of the 4x1s, of course, for the high school kids, right alongside the university division. We've reshaped our schedule to be more inclusive for the high school championships. But we're going to see Tara Davis, reigning Olympic champion in the long jump, her husband, the reigning Olympic Paralympic champion in the 400, going against the world's best in an open 400. I mean, and those are just two of the many stars. And if you're a fan of middle distance running, the Drake Stadium record for the women's 1 mile turns 50 on its 50th birthday. It was set April 26, 1975. We're going to take that record down, and it's going to be a showdown, not just with at least seven Olympians, but also Iowa native Shelby Houlihan, who just got a world championship silver medal in China. So, again, we talk a lot about the community. We talk a lot about the small town. But what we're going to do is put on one of the world's best track and field meets and get those tickets now.
Absolutely, Blake. Appreciate your time as always, and looking forward to connecting with you at the Drake Relays.
Of course. Great to talk with you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Blake Bolden, the director of the Drake Relays, here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.